You know, when I was thinking about the readings this morning and when I was praying about them, there was a line that kind of caught me, and it's way at the end of the first reading. And it was when they said, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you refuse to eat? Because she's sad, because she is barren," right? And he said, "Why do you grieve? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" And this idea of, why are you so sad? She's barren, so she can't have any children. And so the idea is that her husband is giving her extra because of that, because he loves her even more for many reasons. But now she's really sad because she still can't produce a child. And so she's sad. But what's even more important is that she is being heckled by the other people in the family, like, "We must have done something." And I like this idea that, why do you grieve? Am I not more as, don't you have enough with what you have now? It made me think of a time when I was younger. My family had some friends, family friends, and my parents' friends, and we always thought that they had everything. You know, they had a pool, which we didn't mean ground pool, right? They had snowmobiles and dirt bikes. It's just, and they had this big land and this house, right? And we lived in a tenement building in the middle of Biddeford. And it was like, it'd be so nice to have all of this, right? Then one of the kids would come and stay at our house and loved our house. And I'm like, why would you come here? You know, when you've got, isn't that whole lot? You've got all that. And I come to realize that we sometimes romanticize other people's lives as if theirs is so much better, or maybe they have something that we would want. When you realize that hearing God saying, "Why don't I have enough for you? Don't you have enough? Why are you looking for more?" And I think sometimes we have this idea of wanting and wanting more, wanting what we don't have, wanting something else. And you hear God saying, "Don't you have everything you need? You know, don't you have, like, maybe it's wonderful friends, or don't you have wonderful people in your life? Or maybe you have the kids that are in a nice place," but that this idea that we're not really satisfied with what we have. And sometimes we think that this other life would be perfect or would be better. You know, and I'm convinced that we really have all we need to be fulfilled, to be happy, to live a life with meaning. The problem is that sometimes we compare ourselves with other people and take only the best that they have. And every life, nothing is perfect. Every life has a cross. They themselves, as a family, as time went on, you realize that they themselves struggled with whatever it is God put crosses in their life. And sometimes we want the nice parts of their life without the cross. And yet we know that every life comes with that. It's difficult when we compare ourselves with other people, with other families, you know, with other things. Especially when we see the models held up in television, you know, and what their culture holds up as being successful, and realizing that that's also, especially if it's the commercials or the lifestyle or the TV or the movies we watch, that these are all stories. They're not real, you know. There's not every day somebody has this wonderful apartment in New York with all these great friends and laughter all day. That's not real, right? But they're like, wouldn't it be nice to have that kind of life? Come to realize that probably our life, the life we've been given by God, has everything we need to be happy. Everything we need to be the best that we can be for God, for God's people, on our way to holiness. And that's our challenge, is to discover that which God has given us. And not so much like we see in the first reading, where we compare ourselves with other people and that leaves us wanting something more. But more importantly, is something like Hannah is forgetting, that her husband loves her a lot. And it says it right in there. And he's even saying, isn't this enough? Why do you seek more?